News with Mwansa Mwanagoma.
And now the news in detail. More than 100,000 residents in Chipata are set to benefit from a transformative water supply project following the launch of a 275 million kwacha infrastructure development under the Nexus Energy and Water Program for Zambia. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colin Zinzovu, said the ambitious project, which officially broke ground a few days ago, marks the first of several initiatives under NUSA aimed at modernizing Zambia's water and energy sectors. Mr. Nzovu has confirmed that construction works are now underway and highlighted the project's wide-reaching impact, which will directly benefit over 100,000 residents in Chipata, with an additional 350,000 people benefiting indirectly. He said key components of the project include the rehabilitation of 80 kilometers of aging pipelines and the construction of 13.4 kilometers of new pipelines in underserved areas. The initiative is funded by the European Union, the government of Germany, and UNICEF, is being implemented in collaboration with the Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation, the National Water Supply and Sanitation Council, and local authorities. The Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia has welcomed the recent motion adopted by Parliament to regulate the development and use of artificial intelligence in the country. Recently, Parliament adopted a motion to regulate the use and development of artificial intelligence, a move which signals the country's commitment to addressing the ethical, social, and economic implications of AI. And ICTA's President, Clement Sinyangwe, has emphasized the importance of ensuring ethical and professional standards in the design and deployment of AI systems. Dr. Sinyangwe says the move by Parliament signals Zambia's growing commitment to addressing the ethical, social, and economic implications of AI as the technology becomes increasingly embedded in everyday life.
Regulating, artificial intelligence in a country offers several critical advantages. Ensuring that artificial intelligence development and deployment contribute positively to society, the economy, and national security. If I talk of national security, I'll start by mentioning maybe how it may promote, it will promote safety and security. Regulating, we have to regulate to ensure that it prevents harmful, malicious AI applications like autonomous weapons, cyber attacks, autonomous vehicles.
Minister of Local Government and Rural Development Gift Sialubalo has urged local authorities across the country to fully embrace decentralization and utilize the Constituency Development Fund effectively to benefit the Zambian people. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Sialubalo has emphasized the importance of aligning with President Hakainde Hichilema's vision by ensuring that CDF allocations are managed prudently to drive meaningful development at the grassroots level. The minister has noted that under the current system, local authorities have greater autonomy and direct access to funding, which presents a significant opportunity to accelerate development and respond more effectively to community needs. He has called on all councils to seize this opportunity by prioritizing transparency, accountability, and community participation in the planning and implementation of development projects.
The resources way back was a very big challenge in trying to get resources. We are mainly depending on from the central government. Now, with this decentralization policy that the new donor administration has embarked on, we've seen that indeed resources are being shared to the betterment of the communities, to the betterment of the people of Zambia. But resources are being given, we just need to be very prudent. We just need to embrace decentralization. We just need to embrace the vision of the Republican president.
Chapter 1 Foundation has welcomed the recent ruling by the Constitutional Court declaring Bill 7 amendment process unconstitutional due to the lack of public consultation. Organization Executive Director Josiah Kalala said the decision vindicates long-standing civil society advocacy for inclusive and transparent constitutional reform. He has emphasized that the ruling reinforces the argument that the power to amend laws must be exercised within the framework of the Constitution and guided by national values and principles. Mr. Kalala has also welcomed President Hakainde Hichilema's directive to the Ministry of Justice to hold Bill 7 following the court's ruling.
The Constitutional Court judgment vindicates the advocacy civil society have been doing around the importance of the process for constitutional reforms. It also vindicates the case that Chapter 1 took up on Bill 10. The power to amend laws is subject to the Constitution, and the principles that apply to Constitution making, the values and principles in the Constitution, should be applied in the process and the content of laws. It's a welcome decision from the Constitutional Court, and it's also a welcome instruction or guidance from the President to the Ministry of Justice.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Zambia Consumer Association has expressed concern over the high cost of solar equipment and solutions, which remains unaffordable for the average Zambian seeking alternatives amidst the ongoing energy crisis. ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala says that this has led to a decline in businesses that rely on electricity, as many are unable to afford alternative energy sources. Mr. Sakala has described the situation as worrying, especially given that access to reliable energy remains limited despite government incentives in the solar industry. He has further observed that the high cost of solar alternatives has contributed to increased reliance on charcoal for cooking, a troubling trend in view of climate change and environmental sustainability.
The only problem that we have is when people complain, somebody tells them buy solar. Solar is not as cheap as people talk about, but it is reliable, where people would bank on and say, even if I don't have supply from ZESCO, I'm going to rely on this. It's expensive and affordable for a lot of them. And we're looking at these companies who've been struggling. How are they going to make it? And you see how much people have relied on other alternative energies like charcoal. How do you expect the issue of deforestation to go down when you're succeeding? It can't. People will definitely fall back to charcoal as a reliable for cooking. Gas is expensive. Solar is expensive. So they'll fall back to that. Those are the issues around it. So
the news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Iran has the capacity to start enriching uranium again for a possible bomb in a matter of months, the head of UN's nuclear watchdog has said. Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, said the U.S. strikes on three Iranian sites last weekend had caused severe but not total damage, contradicting Donald Trump's claim that Iran's nuclear facilities were totally obliterated. Israel attacked nuclear and military sites in Iran on 13 June, claiming Iran was close to building a nuclear weapon. The BBC has more.
The head of the UN's nuclear watchdog, the IAEA, has said Iran has the capacity to start enriching uranium again for a possible bomb in a matter of months. Speaking to CBS News, Rafael Grossi said the US strike last weekend had caused severe but not total damage. The Israeli military has issued an evacuation order for a significant proportion of northern Gaza and Gaza City, warning Palestinians of imminent action there. A statement by a military spokesman posted on X alongside a map of northern Gaza told people to move immediately towards the coastal area of Al-Mawasi. Three people have died and more than 50 were injured in a crush during a Hindu religious festival in India. The incident took place during the annual Juggernaut Festival in Puri, in the eastern state of Odisha. New rules will come into force in France today, banning smoking on beaches, in public parks and near bus shelters, swimming pools and schools. Supporters say the ban will protect children from the dangers of passive smoking. Lighting up will still be permitted on the outdoor terraces of bars and restaurants.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Chelsea manager Enzo Maresca lashed out at the two-hour weather delay that just disrupted his team's club World Cup victory over Benfica on Saturday, suggesting the tournament should be